Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2025.
Hello.
Yes, it is. Is it just not the damnedest thing just to think about? I know we didn't like do any New Year's revolutions.
No.
But
it changed so much.
But you think about like that time, and then you're like, wow, it's halfway through May.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it, sometimes it don't.
Well,
I don't enjoy Got Nuts.
I was about to say, Mounds don't. Did they ever have to change that? Do they still use that? You know, because now it could. Back in the 80s, 90s, it had like you're making fun of slow people, and then, you know, and yeah. Then later on, maybe it meant like, you know, the end of sex.
Man, I don't think I've seen that commercial in a long time.
I guess they sunset it. It sunsets. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. I'm enjoying it. See, jingles, man. I'm telling you. They last.
So forever.
You remember commercials more when there's jingles, I think.
Oh, for sure. But we've gotten away from them. Now it's, you know, the gotcha. And the gotcha meaning gotcha attention. Like,
I'll tell you what else.
She cooks like a mother. What did you just say? And it just makes your head turn when you're casually watching.
We have a local advertiser, and they used to have a jingle, but they got off of the jingle, and now they have a character. So if you're not going to have a jingle, you got to have a character.
Yeah, especially with insurance.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, the only real and this is, I'm showing my age here, folks. Let me pull up my pants.
Count the rings.
The only hand gesture or. Mascot per se of insurance, and I'll do it here in the studio. And one person describe what I'm doing.
He's got his hands up. He's opening his hands like Jesus hands.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, you get it?
No. So you're not talking about a current one.
Yeah.
So I don't know insurance company.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were gonna put on a headband and have long brunette hair.
You are in my hands here.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's interesting you went with that one.
That's the only one there was when I was younger. There wasn't a Geico, Emu, Civil War, Civil War animated character, or any war, let's say. Let's not stir that up again.
The freaking Emu.
All those, you know, the one. I think they've actually marketed themselves out of their own thing is the one with Flo. And then they got the little Debbie Downer girl now, and then you got this smart ass redheaded kid.
Yeah.
And then there's one that's like a John Hamm looking guy, but it's not John Hamm.
You know what I miss? I don't know if they had this in Chattanooga or Tennessee, but the black sheep from American Federal. I had many black sheep toys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, too.
He would skate off into the distance.
They don't do it anymore. The only one that still does it and does it well, and they don't need the free shout-out. So I'm going to say a word that rhymes with their name.
Okay.
Duckies. I mean, they don't need the free advertising. But they have people that will, again, we've talked about it before, drive 50 miles plus out of their way on vacation just to go by there and take a picture, hopefully, if the mascot's not out back smoking or, you know, having a taquito.
I got some nugs on top of the fridge right now.
From that place?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the best nugs in town?
Yeah, if you like a sweet treat.
Well, it ain't in town. Where, how far is it?
These came.
How far is Lucky's? Lucky Dougie.
God, I don't know the closest one.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the biggest one that was in Pigeon Forge.
I thought they were going to build one here.
And that would never happen.
The legends of the upstate.
Anderson County and the state will never find the money to fix the road. It just ain't going to happen. I would love it to, but don't have much faith in
it. What needs to be fixed? Widening? Widening? Yeah, widening.
It needs to be gutted. That's a two-lane road. An exit off 85 that gets packed every day for rush hour. Yeah. And it gets slammed and, you know.
On 40?
No, 85.
Rush hour.
Oh, you talk about exit number?
Yeah.
No, it's on 178 and I forget the number of the exit.
Have you noticed that, and I think it's because people still, like, even after COVID, they're not still, like, fully working the in-office schedule anymore. Like, a lot of places. A lot of them are. Like, you can work from home and all this stuff. Have you noticed that? Is it not as many kids are riding the bus and more parents have the flexibility to go pick up their kids now? Or is it just more people moved here and have kids? And because the roads now, like used to, 5 o'clock, you wanted to be off the road by 5 o'clock. That's when everybody got off, except Textile Mill, they got off at 3:30. But then now it's like it starts at 3 o'clock. 3 to like 6 o'clock. Don't be on the road. Be on the road.
It's like the Atlanta rule from about like actually those time frames.
Dusk till dawn.
It's like stay off. Even on the weekends. Yeah. Like, oh my God. It's like a combination of the two. I saw somebody yesterday that works from home. They're like, I took 5 hours today and got 3 weeks of work done. I'm like, what? Now hang on a second.
I wouldn't be bragging about that. How'd they do it on social media?
Well, that's how I found out about it, yeah.
Jesus, y'all are fools.
But, yeah.
You like Paige. Act like you're here 9 hours a day.
what kind of work are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you did
stuff they've been putting off, probably. They're like, okay, I got to finally do this today. I got to do some work.
Like, we couldn't work ahead doing this job.
No.
He couldn't.
No, I mean, like, literally.
There's always a wrench thrown at you all day long.
Like if you build a house, you take your time, right? Well, I know you got to wait on like inspectors and whatnot, but I try to build it in like a few weeks.
Yeah, I'll keep on schedule, then it doesn't cost you because if you get behind, it costs you.
There's a it's not a development. It's going to be like an office little thing, and I went past it yesterday, first time. it's the way when I take my mom to the doctor. And so that's the only time I'd ever go that way. I went that way yesterday, so I haven't been that way in well over a month now. The building, I knew they graded it down. The building is up. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, if it's a lot of people working hard, doing it right, or if they're just throwing it together. And I'm not talking about y'all listening to this show. Y'all are good, hardworking contractors and construction workers and roofers. But
even if you only work half a day on Fridays.
Like, do buildings, and I'm very ignorant to this. Do they, you know, back in the day, they would ship buildings, and then you would put it together. Like, you could buy a home, literal farmstead.
You can do that now on Amazon. I said they were saying people that weren't getting approved for, for homes, they could go on Amazon and get, you know, temporary. They were buying double wides on Amazon for
what?
I'll see if you can get one now for like, you know, $18,000-$19,000.
But like with a kit house though, like even then, I guess if you ran a farm or probably anybody back then, you had to know how to survive. You had to know how to like build stuff. Like I would have I would have been out with the Allaflu or whatever. I wouldn't have. It wouldn't have worked for me. I would have either had to been a Baron or nothing. Just because I don't know how to, like, I'm not good, you know, as far as I could live off the land, but it'd end up me, like, committing a bunch of sins and stuff to do it.
So here's a house. Right? It's not prime.
Got to rob trains and stuff.
A 40-foot house, three bedrooms, one living room, one full bath for $27,000, and you can get it by Thursday.
Yeah, but the land, though, dude, the land is the key.
You put it where you want.
Yeah, exactly. Where can you get? Your mama's backyard? I mean, shoot. And there's people who have to do that. You go driving through the country, sometimes you'd see an old school bus in the back. You'd think, oh, it's just storage. Hell no. People living in there now. I see, like, windmills and stuff on them. Like, you can tell, like, okay, this isn't just storage like the good old days. Well, you're retiring from being a bus driver. We're going to let you. We're going to let you take that bus home with you.
Man, if you told Jeff Bezos that his bookstore company would turn into buying houses on a website.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
I want a tiny house, like, on the beach.
Oh, God. How much would that land
so
for
So then
that?
You'd have a beach house and a lake house.
That's the perfect plan.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah, man. You can get... Oh, this is nice.
Have you? Then you'd have to get a valley home page. You've got one in the mountains.
Oh, my God.
You've got one.
For
you'd
sure,
have to
for
get
sure.
A valley home.
Oh, a valley home would be
what
sweet.
What would be next? Oh,
let me go.
Oh.
I need a city loft.
You need an underground bunker. You have one?
I probably need one.
Do you
of
have
those.
One?
I'm surprised I don't have one of those.
If you don't, go with the lake.
I'm
That'd
so
probably
paranoid.
Be the best place for it.
You know, being a military brat, you never know.
Right.
Duck and cover.
Right.
Let's see what I can get by tomorrow. No. Well, you know what? $10,000 is the cheapest you can get on here.
So you're like, oh, man, they're not renewing my lease. And what should I do? I'll go on Amazon. Now, do they prime that? Like, will it be here tomorrow?
No, none of these are prime, but you can get the earliest one I've seen is Thursday.
How long does it take to set that up?
Don't know. Let me click on this one. I think it arrives as is, and you just...
Oh.
They literally, like, the prime van is pulling a double wide down the road.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Hey, you're going to need one of them yellow wide load things to put on your bumper.
Underpinning, so you don't roll away.
Hell, we forgot the lattice. We forgot the lattice, guys.
If you got $49,000, you can get a prefab container house. It's two stories.
See,
how much?
$49,000.
Some of those are cool. Like, you're talking about the ones, like, they look like they're made out of...
The cargo house.
Yeah, that illegals live in on their way here.
Not
from other countries.
True, man. A bunch of rich asses live in them, too.
Indentured servants.
It makes them feel better about themselves.
Now you mentioned something else. I wouldn't mind a treehouse that over there. Or live on a sailboat.
We went to the mountains. We went to the beach. We went underground. Now we go midair. Why not just a floating house that like hovers like a spaceship?
Yeah, like a boathouse.
Like a hover boat?
Boathouses.
A boathouse you would have to
get. Boathouses are nice in California.
God, this is nice.
Do you have a bathhouse yet?
A what?
A bathhouse. Fat boy would come by if you did.
Let me get that number.
I don't want to bathe with other people, but
what's wrong with you?
Well, you're not a real Roman.
No. You're not really from San Francisco if you don't want to bathe.
Yeah, clearly you're not.
I am.
Showing her Beaufort roots
I am.
Now.
That's why I don't want to do it, because I've heard stories about the San Francisco bathhouses. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I never went and have heard them here.
I was never invited.
Yeah.
We saw the movie. That's where the outbreak started, right? The HIV outbreak in the country.
Yeah. I mean, in the country, yeah. That just meant someone visited Africa recently, right? That's where it came from. Is that bad politics? I mean, that's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
the way it
was.
I thought they came from, like, monkeys.
From Africa is what I thought. Yeah. See, this is the conversation in 30, 40 years they're going to be having about damn COVID. Yeah. I heard it was a bat from Hassan.
Here's the Chinese government trying to kill us.
Yeah. Who did it? Who was it? Was it? Guys, we don't even have proof COVID existed. The cards are gone. Everyone threw them away because they were pissed.
Wuhan?
There's no proof it even happened. Where's Fauci?
Wuhan clan?
Where's Fauci?
Fauci.
Fushi ain't around no more.
God, actually, he started when the outbreak started.
Yeah, well.
HIV.
Like, exactly. The same time. It's like, wow. Got second round on everybody, didn't he?
He was the immunologist or whatever.
Right.
Ammunition.
Hey, I don't know how to say it either.
I say it like the rappers say.
I didn't know who it was prior to him either. Like, I just didn't, I didn't know. I remember C. Everett Koop when I was a kid.
Yeah. I don't know who has been after him.
Yeah.
Scary looking, Doctor Strange looking dude.
Like, they, that's one thing school did do, was it teach you a little bit of politics. The hell?
What was that?
Yeah, is you damn A-word.
I'm going to turn this off. It's the stupid-ass Surrey.
Stupid-ass Surrey.
It goes off all the time.
What did it say? That's kind of
I was probably asking a question in it.
It's,
yeah, that's
I was talking like this, and he thought I was fat boy.
It's just like, it's just whatever words you say trigger it, and it just goes off.
Oh, your phone's triggered. Oh, my God. Apologize to his phone page. You triggered his phone.
Do it now. Okay, of course it won't allow me to turn it off. It won't tell me how.
I think we have people listening on your phone.
Does it go off when there's recording devices nearby?
So does my Echo.
Do you remember when people used to call in and we'd put them on hold so they could listen to the show?
Oh, yeah. Back before we had the big power stick and were available up in Tennessee, people, hey, we're going on vacation. We're going to lose you about Columbia. We're going to the beach. And I cannot not hear the FOF line. Can I put you on hold?
I got to hear it, man.
I got to hear it.
Well, get the app. Well, I'm out of data, buddy.
I'm out of data. Oh,
this
God.
Was before the app. There was no app.
Even now. It's like when they would say, well, what type of phone do you have? So that was the answer to, for service issues. What type of phone did I have?
I remember,
you could be brand effing new.
I remember when my phone wasn't working and somebody, I had to have it checked out. And they had my phone for a long time.
Well, you know that was.
Well, yeah, they're looking at my pictures, oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I saw that go down, like, for real in a place.
And then they didn't. They said, there's nothing they can do. And I said, well, why did you have my phone for so long?
I'm in one of these nerd zones where they fix cell phones. And this chick walks in, and she was good looking. Oh, yeah. And she had a screen issue. It was cracked. Because I'm sitting here waiting, you know. So I see her screen.
What were you there for? Please wipe my search history.
It was a laptop. I know how to do that. So she's like, you know, fix this for me. He's like, we got to have your passcode just to make sure everything works when we change the screen. And I'm like, BS.
Exactly.
If you get it, let me know because I want to see some pictures too.
When I changed numbers, they said, yeah, I owned the previous phone. I didn't have installments or anything. It was my phone. And they're like, we're just going to recycle your, what do you call it? Damn it. SIM card or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no, you're not. First off, you're going to recycle it, which means, and I've watched enough YouTube to know there's a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold in there.
What if he'd have socked you like your buddy did back in high school?
Right in the snot.
For giving him lip.
I would have closed the garage door on him.
Well, I was throwing this card away.
That's right.
Because you know a hot chick's got hot friends, but they all got that one ugly friend they hang out with.
Or maybe they're not just
I'm the
like
ugly friend.
Looking at porn or whatever, but maybe they've had their friend say, hey, I've got this knot on my nipple. Does it look weird? And you just, you know.
It's a piece of sausage.
You see unfortunate pictures like that.
I remember I was sending pictures to someone with some bad spray tan once. And
I just got slung back into a memory. And I don't know if I've shared it before or not, but I'd went, for the short amount of, and I don't even know if you remember this story. Remember I owned a Honus Wagner autographed baseball?
No.
I bought it from a doctor in Berea. This was like in the 90s. And
was it in English?
He was,
the signature?
Okay. Yeah, he's a Dutch American.
Oh, a little Chicago Honus. You probably went to and got it.
No, I bought it from a doctor. Anyway, long story, I'm taking pictures of it with a real camera to try to send it in to this place called, God, start with an L, Leland, to auction it. And me and the doctor was going to split the profits. I was basically just consigning it for him. La, la, la. Anyway.
You sent it to the wrong Leland.
I take pictures that I had to send to them in the mail. I mean, email existed, but the idea of getting a picture on there, even with a scanner, it'd take 15 minutes. Well, I had the camera in the house. Like, my mom and dad had a camcorder, but I had the best camera because I used it for, like, ball cards and stuff. I go to develop the film. I don't know, you laughing because you probably heard this story. I went to Eckerd's in Greer right there because I was messing around with a girl who worked there. Got a little bit of a discount on the photo processing.
Playa?
She wasn't working. I go to pick up the film, and I'm going through it. Baseballs. Oh, look, there's... I always took pictures of my bedroom. And I like it now because I can look back and see how stupid it looked, the way I decorated and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to, in the last two pictures, my grandma had had this cyst or something removed on her back.
Oh,
and
no.
She had to take some progression pictures. And my mom took them on my camera and didn't tell me. And I'm sitting there and I'm rifling through them pictures of ball cards and baseballs and all this. And next thing I knew, there's a couple, looked like the surface of like Saturn into her back where the bump was removed or whatnot.
Like a cheese pizza.
It was scary. I went up to the woman. I said, Cheryl, I don't believe these are my pictures. And she showed me on the back. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. I went home and I said, Mama, what are these? I literally could not tell. I knew there was human skin, but an infection of some kind.
Oh, Lord.
I started
those are my pictures.
I was like, I mean, what is it? Why is my mom going to talk like that?
Buffalo Bill is just in the kitchen.
Oh, I see. I see.
He only can I get my pictures back, please?
Buffalo Bill is like my favorite person. I don't know.
Oh, wow. What is this, Mama? That's your nanny's back. What? It's your nanny's back. So we're great. Can I get this blown up to an 11 by 14 and hang it over the mantle? It'd be glorious. God. And then the people at Eckerd's probably like, all right, this dude's in his early 20s taking pictures of baseballs. Look at his bedroom. Stupid looking bedroom. And then this. What is this gross looking picture? Look like somebody spit a loogie in the desert and just sat there and baked all day.
Oh,
it's nasty.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm just hearing.
Miss you, Nanny. I hope you're enjoying
I'm
hearing this story.
I'm just hearing Justin Timberlake sing Nanny's Back.
God.
That's your nanny's back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Could you imagine some of the pictures they developed at those places? Naked's too.
Well,
the,
do you ever,
oh my
like,
God.
Have a, I had this friend whose dad used to be, in his later years, softened up, but he was like biker, Harley, like wild dude.
Hell yeah, one percenter.
And we was up in his shop one day just really looking for porno magazines and stuff. And we found a handful of Polaroids that were just, it was like a casual 70s orgy.
Dang, really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, that was a good time for naked people.
Yeah, I mean, for women especially, the boobs looked different.
Really
they did. They were. I'm telling you.
Natural.
Once you start faking them, I can't tell what the originals even look like.
Well, they're the fake ones are higher, and they have that kind of round thing.
I know, but this is when you can look at them and know they were not. You know what I'm saying?
Like some torpedo-looking ones, or if you got some hangers, that's cool.
Now, what is better? I always thought that men like fake boobs better than real boobs. I don't know.
Girls with small boobs program that into us.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely. It's. I mean, if you can, it's like. Man. When people, like our generation, and in some early, in 40, probably not that long, 10 maybe, 20 years, they're going to be looking at pictures on the internet saying, that's AI. You did not meet Freddy Krueger. That is AI. Why is the background all perfect? Well, that's their logo everywhere. Yeah, it looks fake to me.
You can't tell the difference.
Down on the table and you can let topless women walk in here and without touch I'll be able to tell you.
I don't think I could, not the way they advance them these days.
I wouldn't need a small jump. Like a little the things like they do on Instagram.
Yeah.
Girl will be having huge jugs and she'll sit down on the bed
if they don't move.
You know that thing I sent you a clip of the other night?
Which thing?
The birth. So on that same show, this chick comes in with she has a chest injury, and she's all, because she got shot and she's all bloodied up, so they got to cut her clothes off to give her CPR. And I'm like, the whole time thinking, like, I know she got shot and there's blood everywhere, but these are some great boobs. And as I couldn't stop looking
so
at
it. What is this, like, sex?
You could have died
ER? You
getting
no,
off
man.
On that?
It's a show called The Pit. It's a really great show.
Oh, that's on HBO. That is good.
Yeah. But they, like, you know, it's like to the nth. You see, you know, the nudity. You see them putting in, like, catheters and the dudes, and they cuss a lot.
And no one's watching that for, like, information. They're watching it like you, where you want to see the occasional nipple or vagine.
I get easily distracted by it. If it's on the TV, like, I'll just, like.
Well, you think? Woman giving birth, you get distracted by that?
One was, like, more of a, like, how is this working? Because obviously it's not a real kid. It's not a real gimmick down there. But somebody's got to be back under the curtain, like shoving the kid through the fake.
Oh, that wasn't real?
No.
It was a reenactment?
No, it's a fictional show.
My God, it looked real.
I know.
That's why I thumbed down it.
That's why I was like.
Or thumbed it down.
How did they make this work?
Yeah, I
like watching operations and stuff that are real.
Oh, God.
Yeah, some of them are interesting.
I know.
And yeah, I play the board game. That's it. Nothing else. And even then, I don't want to get shocked. Damn you.
We got shocked playing freaking Operation.
That guy laying there was like, where's the rest of his body? You're only showing me the lungs, the heart, the brain. Like,
even when they showed the dude's gimmicks on TV, like for that show, they're all like, you know, like massive.
I know. Like the Kanye on. Action figure.
This ain't believable.
yeah, what is that?
Kanye action figure, man. Gosh. Merch it up, dude. Merch it up. Do it.
Might as well.
So, the Paige, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The how's your tum-tum?
A lot better.
Good.
Man, I'm telling you, it. I didn't feel good.
Oh, yeah.
How bad was it? Like, you know, it was really
it was bad Sunday afternoon.
Like I'm doing my turkey call, sorry.
Like you said on s'more.
No, I mean, it just came over me like a, exactly. But the worst part about it is I was.
Did it sound like you were smothering Donald Duck in the car?
I don't want to be gross. Because there's such a thing as a courtesy flush.
You courtesy flushed yourself? God bless, it must have been bad.
I did. When I ran in there, I just automatically flushed the toilet.
Your daughter's like, Mom's got a duck in there. I hear him.
I hate the automatic flush.
Always do. Like, don't judge your mama, please, babies. Leave the bathroom.
You have her permission to fart today if you should need to.
I don't think there's anything left, honestly.
Oh, God.
It's all out.
And the worst part about it is when I was leaving the store, I felt like I was going to throw up on everybody on the escalator as I was walking out.
I felt that way downtown Greenville before.
And then when I went home, I thought, I feel so bad. I can't eat. I can't do anything. I'm just going
to
lay on the
couch. What if it drifted out to the rest of the mall and everybody's puking like in the food
coat?
Can you
imagine if it was like a sprinkler system and I just like grazed the whole store?
You got to wear a robe in the food court, you know? That'd be awful, man. Sick. Sprayed everything.
And then I thought I was
feeling this and the surgery talk.
And then I thought I was feeling better on Monday, and then I drank some water, and that didn't end well. So I'm back.
That's you running down the escalator.
Hey, watch out, Sbarro's! Here I come.
I got a hot slice for you.
I got Orange Julius running down my leg.
Oh my god!
So here's the thing. Truth of Consequences is botched because the person backed out yesterday midway through the show. So we decided.
Yeah. And they're done.
We have to. Like,
yeah. Can't come back.
We're not turning a blind eye to the fact they need to use the show to help out something in their life. But, you know, you screwed us up, you son of a gun.
You really did. You put us in a bind.
So we are going to doing the bind. I was way behind. I was looking to do a deal. See, that's a little bit of Tourette's. I mean, it is. I've talked about, like, that show has made me realize I have a slight bit of it.
Slap that rotisserie chicken.
Men do. Okay. Men do. We'll just start.
I love her.
Something like, yeah, my wife said our kid's going to go do some activities. I was like, oh, yeah, activities. Get bunk beds. We'll have more room for activities. You know, that kind of crap. Anyway.
Did you ever have bunks? I don't think you bunked with anybody.
Shoot, no. No, I didn't trust the top, and the person on the bottom didn't either.
I wouldn't. I don't think.
Did you spend a night at Ass Mole's? He sleeps on the top bunk.
No. Plus, our roof wasn't tall enough for Poe Mill to have a bunk bed. You'd be laying plumb against the damn roof.
Like the bunk beds in Grisman.
Yeah.
Christmas.
So, yeah, right there looking at the poster. So, we are going to do an hour of All Advice Show. I mean, if it goes longer than an hour, great. But, like, at least the 7 o'clock hour where we would normally do that Truth and Consequences, we will be doing an hour of All Advice Show. So, if you got some stuff, you can go ahead and text in. And I was going to say put your phone number on there, but it's connected.
When phone
you
text
mama. In, it shows us. So, yeah, 1-800-774-0093. There's that. Paige, what is up in that plex of yours?
Oh, boy. Is that my...
God.
Please.
I said voicemail you left me yesterday.
Yeah.
I was playing it.
Come help me.
I didn't need help. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, a female Amazon delivery driver was caught doing something on the steps of a family's front porch in California on Sunday morning. What was she doing?
Let's see. There's so much. There's so many possibilities. I think we just named off several priorities.
Yes. It's like, what do you even?
Yeah. What do you guess?
I say she had the same situation.
I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to say praying.
No.
I'm going to say she was having a word of prayer.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. And pray for Paige's backside today as well. All right.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Stop. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So, we begin with this. A female Amazon delivery driver was caught on security camera doing something in particular at a family's front porch in California on Sunday morning. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm going to say what some of them do is just throw the package. I'm going to say throw it on the porch. Maybe kick it.
But we wouldn't be reporting it if it was positive. I mean, that's just the way of the world. Like, it wouldn't be like if she sat there and, like, you know, a little bird had fallen out of a tree and she threw it up in there. Fly, fly, little bird.
Fly far away.
Fly far away.
This is the house I got touched
in. I'm
going to
say took a dump.
Oh, well, you're onto something.
Took a whiz.
You know, this company, Amazon, has a reputation for working people so hard they don't get enough bathroom breaks. They can't stop for that. And apparently some drivers are so desperate that they take some other steps to make sure that they get to go. So she appears to do a number one and a number two.
Golly, boy.
That's a number three.
Yes. They're wearing an Amazon skirt?
I don't know.
Yeah, ladies, I mean, y'all got to go full trowel down. I mean.
But they can do that at the same time. The one and the two.
I can too.
The one and the two at the same time?
Sometimes, if you ever noticed, okay, first off, when I two, I always one eventually.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Sometimes if they're like equal in pressure, it will be like the dam broke and it's both.
Oh, so is man. It projecting out or can you bend it?
Depends on what kind of situation I got going on with my tummy.
Yeah, you would have to have a very accommodating commode.
Sometimes I can't tell which stream is which.
I mean, do you have to turn around and then sit back down?
It's like I got a pressure washer in me.
I don't know. I've never been a boy one. All right, so the homeowner also said that they found a dirty paper towel on the property. And
oh, how dare they. And they're a litterer or two. Even they pick up after dogs.
You know they got it on camera. They had to have.
So another family's camera about a mile away found her that she was peeing on their brick walkway and basically right next to where she delivered the package.
God, the UPS drivers mark their territory like dogs.
Yeah. So she gave she took a proof of delivery photo and also a desecration.
God.
I got some of the neighbors talking about it if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
When I woke up, my husband said he was going to bring me some coffee and a pastry. He went downstairs and was greeted by not only one package, but a second inappropriate, disgusting package, which was essentially like human feces and looked to be urination. I kind of like clutched my pearls a little bit because I'm like, really? A second time? It was kind of like, wow, still not done.
She probably had Taco Bell before.
Ha ha. Does clutch my pearls mean what it used to mean? Was like, she holding her necklace or?
Oh my, I'm on my chest.
I don't know.
He was going down to get me
my appropriate pearls.
My Danish and my coffee.
I'm going to clutch my appropriate pearls and I'm going to go down and get my mail.
And I saw there was a hot loaf or two on the lawn.
And what looked to be urine.
Oh my Lord, I can't eat this Danish when there's hot logs banted about.
What's in the Danish? Did Ma make this? You know, Ma from the other movie. The one with Bryce Dallas Howard.
The guy's like, Doris, you will not believe what's on the neighbor's yard. There happens to be chocolate hostages all over the yard.
Honey, did you order compost?
Ew.
What was the other one from Fussin' Dang It? It wasn't chocolate hostages. Oh, there has to be a few stink pickles.
Stink pickles.
All around the yard.
Release the chocolate hostages from solitary confinement.
All right, well.
If you will.
I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
It was enlightening, Paige. That was really good. Thank you. Fat Boy, what is up in sports or whatever?
We'll talk about the winning jockey of the Kentucky Derby's in a little hot water. We'll tell you what he did. It's probably going to piss Paige off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Probably piss, everybody else off, too.
Okay.
It should.
Well, a good sports will.
Yep.
All right. Pissed off sports with Fat Boy next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This is not good news.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Who's going on strike?
I don't have time to get into the other stuff. A lot of interesting things happened last night in the world of basketball.
Oh.
But this is interesting, too, because the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, Sovereignty, his jockey's in trouble. His jockey is suspended. Junior Alvarado, the horse Sovereignty is not going to run in the next race.
Senior Alvarado?
Might be a Jose.
Senior?
I get the race backwards, you know, but no triple crown for Sovereignty.
Yeah, I thought you said it was taking a week off already anyway.
Yeah, because the horse is too tired.
Needs to rest.
My horse needs to rest. And win in the next
race. How old is that horse? Like in just horse years?
I don't know. But the jockey's been fined for whipping Sovereignty too many times.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So jockeys are allowed to whip their horses six times per race, but he did it eight times. So he's been fined. And
What about like bucking it with your heel? Like, do they allow that? I don't ever watch them. I've been to horse races and I drank and I didn't really. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know if the steeple was called or not at that chase I went to that one time.
Horse racing to me is the least interesting thing to ever watch or to gamble on.
Yeah.
I usually skip it, but they're saying it's the second time he's done it in 180 days.
Oh.
He's been fined. So, and jockeys are little dudes. I don't think we could be jockeys.
I'm sure of it.
I think it's
I don't know. You could get on a horse, to be honest.
Well, there's a local woman who was about as big as me, and there's a picture of her on a horse. But then she lost weight, and there's a different horse after she lost the weight.
Did the first horse become a camel all of a sudden?
I think he died. She just snapped his back in half like Doomsday and Superman.
No.
For you nerds out there.
Funeral for a friend.
Yeah, jockeys don't weigh more than 125 pounds.
God, I got jockey underwears that weigh more than that.
Ah!
So Jason Tatum might have tore his Achilles last night. That's how it looked. Non-contact injury on the right foot.
Man.
He was writhing in pain, grabbing at it. So,
ow.
I mean, look.
Is your son okay? He's a big
well,
fan.
He was already upset because, you know, they were going to lose that game and go down 3-1.
Yeah.
Kobe wasn't the same when he tore his. He was a little older when he did it, though. So
they do say it's better when you're younger to do it if you're going to do it. I don't want to do it at all.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
That's not the official diagnosis, but that's what people are saying. Mm. There's a doctor that goes on Twitter. He's like a famous, like, he analyzes sports injuries. He's like, that's what it is.
He's an analyzer.
For sure. And I'm like, yeah. You know what? That's awful.
Might have just been water cramps.
But then more of the NBA being rigged last night because the Mavericks get the number one pick in the lottery, so they're going to pick Cooper Flagg. Funny how the Mavericks get the number one pick after they make one of the worst trades in league history. Just take the heat off of the franchise. Change the narrative a little bit because that's all everybody was talking about.
But what's – yeah,
cold envelope.
I don't act like I know that I know all the stuff because I don't. But, like, that made no sense at all.
Nope.
They didn't – wasn't, like, hemorrhaging money or anything. It's not like they needed to get a little money off the top.
They didn't want to give Doncic the Supermax because they didn't like his body. He's out of shape. He don't play always the best defense, and he's got a lot of soft tissue injuries. But he's still a top five player every year.
Yeah.
And they trade him.
Like, I mean – They need to think traditionally. Like, remember back in the day, you'd have, like, fat basketball players. Like, they were good. Yeah. Glenn Robinson, I don't want to call him fat, but, like, you know, bigger guy.
Yeah, everybody thought we were
Bill good. Lambeer was not in shape at all.
Boy, nobody likes Lambeer to this day.
Well,
like,
stupid looking whatever it was he'd wear on his, that Undertaker mask he'd wear.
Hmm. Bird don't like him. None of the Bulls like him. I'm sure Jordan hates him. He hates Isaiah Thomas.
Bird, I was going to say, they don't like Zeke. Like, Zeke seems like he'd be so, like, he's always smiling. This looks real nice.
Yeah. Well, we out of here, man. All right. It's too much.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's just too much going on. Prayers for Tatum. Hashtag it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because he's done for the year, for sure. And probably next year.
This person is texting in. They're spelling Achilles like Achilles Smith with a K.
Oh, shout out,
that's
Ducks.
Fun. All right. The All Advice, thank you, Fat Boy. The All Advice show, 1 hour's worth. We'll do an hour at least. I mean, if it continues, I mean, you know, we'll roll with it. But because that person got, they turned into a coward.
Yep. You got all yellow backed on
the coward of the county. They just said, I don't want to do it now. So, okay, screw our show up. No.
I'm going to give you a phone number out so people can harass you.
We're going to say one number throughout the show each until we say the entire phone number. But it'll be out of order. So you have to call a lot of numbers, but you might be able to get a hold of them. All right. The whole hour, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.